So
it picks I'll lean up. So maybe if we could both sort of hover over it. It picks up very well. Okay, first I have to say that this is Liza Kerwin interviewing Claudia DeMonte for the Archives of American Arts, February 13th, 1991, Ash Wednesday, a good Catholic celebration day. Day to think about your own mortality and maybe a good day to reflect on the past.
That's nice. I like that it's
I thought you'd just lead off with a question about your childhood. What were some of your earliest memories?
I grew up in a very ethnic neighborhood in Queens called Astoria, where my mother still lives, which I love and I'm very proud of. And I grew up thinking I was rich. And if I took you to where I grew up, you'd be shocked that I ever thought that. But we lived in this little apartment building next to an empty lot, next to a huge school building that was, you know, no one spoke the same language. My grandparents came from Europe. And everybody's grandparents came from Europe there. And everybody was kind of aiming to become middle class. Mm-hmm. And Queens is very middle class. And I think my earliest memories, besides thinking that I was rich, which was really interesting to me, I think I must have, my parents were good parents. I mean, I had a lot of my needs filled, so I didn't want for anything. I had no concept there was any difference between me and the things I saw on television, which is even funnier. You have to go on a tour to see this. I remembered that our neighbor had a station wagon with little stickers on it from having driven to Florida that said south of the border and mm-hmm. South Carolina and North Carolina. And I thought when I grew up, I wanted to go to so many places that you wouldn't be able to see out the window of my car. And I know we moved away from there when I was 8. We moved 6 blocks away, so I know I was under 8 when I thought that. But I had a very warm ethnic family, good parents. My father was an insurance broker and active in politics, so he had some community respect. I mean, he was honorary mayor of Astoria. You know, he later became a city councilman and stuff. Uh-huh. But at that point, you know, so I always remember being very proud of him. And
how
I was
your mother? Was she actually Miss Hubb?
She was Miss Hubb from
1943.
Baltimore. Yes, she was Miss Hubb, and her picture went out on every package on the Hubb department store. And she even ran for Miss Maryland, but did not win. And they were both very good-looking people, which means nothing. Actually, that's a picture of my father. Uh-huh. And he was at Fort Meade during the war, and she was Miss Hubb, and then they met and got married and moved to Astoria.
Uh-huh.
And I had heavy-duty Catholic education. You know,
did your mother work, or was she a housewife?
She was married. She was an assistant buyer at the Hubb, actually. And she also represented L'Anthorique perfume when she first moved to New York, which was, I don't even know if that still exists. They made Tweed and some other perfumes. So mm-hmm. she worked then, but she stopped working after she got married. And then, it's interesting, my father really didn't want her to work. It's a very odd thing to me. I mean, we weren't wealthy, but he really, it was that ethnic thing, my wife doesn't need to work. So mm-hmm. she volunteered at the local Catholic school. I guess after I was 8, my sister was born, and she volunteered at the Catholic school of the neighborhood we were then living in, not the school I went to, and was a kindergarten assistant for years. She's virtually taught every kid in the neighborhood. If you walk down the street with her, these 18-year-old kids scream, "You are my kindergarten teacher." So she didn't, you know. But then she became very active after my father died. She became active in local politics and was on the community board as vice chairman of the community board. And
mm-hmm.
But then she didn't. Mm-hmm. Now, but she's worked since he died 17 years ago. She's worked.
Was it very Italian upbringing?
I thought it was very Italian upbringing, but my mother's actually German from Baltimore, but moving to the neighborhood made it all Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was ethnically diverse, all white ethnically, but different, you know, Polish Catholic, some Ukrainian. Mm-hmm. It's all Greek now. In the 60s, the whole neighborhood turned Greek, which is very funny. Everybody looks the same, you know, black dresses, black stockings, hairy legs, but the language changed. Yeah, but it was very Catholic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, we all had all the processions, all the things, and I grew up eating all this ethnic food I didn't even know was delicacies till I moved to Washington and went to an embassy party. It's just what the lady next door made.
Oh.
It was very rich culturally, the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, the high school I went to in Queens, they speak 25 languages at that high school today. No, they didn't speak that many
mm-hmm.
then. It's
mm-hmm.
the new ethnic hub of America. You get off the plane and move in.
Uh-huh. That was Catholic.
All Catholic. I went to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the Mary Lewis Academy, College of Notre Dame of Maryland, and Catholic University to graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
And when I applied for a job once, someone asked me if I'd been a nun. First grade through graduate school, Catholic
uh-huh.
education.
Uh-huh.
And I admired the quality of education I got.
Uh-huh.
I got very serious.